WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, sitting in for Terry Gross. And I'm so burned out from watching 2 weeks of convention coverage, I can't tell you. Today on Fresh Air, we're going to step away from the politics, attacks, and fierce rivalries regarding the presidential contest and relax by wallowing in the politics, attacks, and fierce rivalries in the TV drama series The Shield. This cop show from the FX network began its seventh and final season this week, bringing to a boil an exciting and unpredictable story that has been simmering for years. Today we'll feature Terry's interviews with Michael Chiklis, who stars as rogue cop Vic Mackey, Sean Ryan, the writer-producer who created The Shield, and CCH Pounder, who co-stars as Vic's one-time colleague and current boss, who doesn't trust him at all. No wonder. Vic Mackey stunned audiences in the series pilot by shooting a fellow officer in cold blood. And this season, another member of his elite strike force, a guy named Shane, played by Walton Goggins, is becoming an increasingly deadly threat himself. Shane and Vic are circling each other, each aware of the other's darkest secrets and deadliest deeds. And every conversation is full of tension, anger, and suspicion.
Hey. Hey. You want to give me a clue what all this is about?
He's the key to defusing the Armenian time bomb you laid at my family's doorstep. He's the keeper of the intel the Mexis are using to blackmail their way to the top. Or was, till I helped myself.
And you made it look like this prick sold out to the Armos.
Which lit the fuse for the blood feud we're stirring up between Razin and the Mexicans.
Nicely done.
Aaron Bullers is the only one who could put my face to the grab.
So he's got to go away.
I need you to hook him up with the coyotes we were using to get Lem set up down in Mexico.
Who's he working for?
I want him gone by tomorrow night.
Look, getting him out of country's not a problem. Send him up on a goat farm with money and contacts. It would be nice to know who and what I'm dealing with.
Working with you to protect my family, I'm down with that. Trusting you, not there yet.
Vic Mackey is a character who is both charismatic and terrifying. He gets confessions out of suspects by beating and torturing them. Yet on this show, he's still, somehow, sympathetic. Terry spoke with Michael Chiklis last year and asked him what it was like to film scenes in which he had to convincingly pretend to torture another actor.
From a playing standpoint, it can be quite miserable, to tell you the truth, Terry. I mean, you know, you're in a room for 12 hours with an actor that you really, really like hanging by a chain, and you're slashing him with albeit a fake chain, but, you know, you want to make it viable and everything. And it's all about a trust exercise and as actors being able to give each other permission.
How does this affect your relationship with that actor? Do you feel, you know, bad about putting him through it?
Well,
do you ask him every often in between takes, is this okay for you? Am I hurting you?
Yes, it's fraught with apologies. And, you know, it really is. You just can't help but look at a guy and just go, oh, man, listen, for what is about to happen to you, I am truly sorry, you know, what you're about to go through. And I mean, like I said, you have to, it's a weird sort of bonding where you're excited as actors because you know the material is great. And there's a potential, at least before you even start shooting, for a great piece of drama.
Do you have like a safe word? So if things, do you know what I mean? Or
well,
something?
Yeah. I mean, oftentimes it depends. Yes, it depends on the scene. I don't recall exactly what it was on that scene, but yes, you have safe words. You can just say, usually it's stop, you know, but sometimes the guy, it would sound too much like in the context of the scene. So he'll say, usually it comes in the form of saying the real actor's name. You know, they'll say like, Chiklis, stop, you know, and that'll jar you and go, wait, okay, now we're in the real world here, you know. So you have to, you know, you have to create those barriers before you even start.
How familiar were you with the multi-ethnic inner city streets of L.A. that Vic Mackey works?
Oh, I wasn't really, honestly. That's been a big eye opener for me. I'm, you know, I knew a little bit about it because I was involved with and have been involved with the Children's Life Saving Foundation, which I'm the spokesperson for, which is a wonderful charity that helps with children who are in homeless shelters in the Los Angeles County area. So I had been to shelters. I had visited certain areas, but we shoot in some of the hardest core neighborhoods in Los Angeles, whether it's in Rampart or East LA or in Compton. And, you know, I really didn't know that there were places like this in the United States of America, that there a downright third world, you know, just abject poverty. And it's been a very eye-opening experience, and you find yourself really, really appalled. And I find myself, you know, oftentimes driving, you know, into my beautiful home and, you know, looking at my wife and children and just having such a far more deeper respect and appreciation of the world and my life and so many things.
So you actually shoot on location? On street,
yes.
Yes.
99% of my show is in location. We have one working set, which originally was on location as well. It was the church, which was converted into a precinct. That was originally, you know, in the pilot, that is a live location. But they replicated it on a soundstage, and that's the only, like, stationary set that we have. Everything else, pretty much, we shoot on location. But as far as the neighborhood's concerned, I mean, when we first started shooting down there, we had a couple of odd encounters where, you know, one night we had a crew from a major L.A. gang show up and say, "Hey, what are you doing here?" We were like, "We're shooting." And they said, "Oh, no, you're not. You haven't paid rent, you know." So we had to work out a little arrangement and get permission to shoot there.
You've directed several episodes of The Shield in addition to starring in the series. First of all, I want to play a scene from an episode that you directed. And this is a scene, you're not in this scene. This is a scene where, you know, Captain Aceveda has been raped was forced to perform sex on the guy who raped him.
Yeah.
And he's very, like, broken up and ashamed about it. He hasn't told his wife. His wife knows that something's wrong because he hasn't been behaving like a husband. And there's a scene in which she confronts him, and he just kind of breaks down and confesses. And she doesn't accept it. She doesn't accept that he allowed this rape to happen.
Yeah.
It's a terrific scene. Can you talk about directing it? It's a really important turning point in the character of Captain Aceveda.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to be particularly sensitive to the actor's process, a lot of it boils down to trust. If your actors really know that you're on their side and you want them to flourish and you want them to be able to be accessible and touch that pool of emotion. I mean, that's a very, very deep scene, and it doesn't take the turn that one might expect it to. And, you know, when you have someone like Benito Martinez, who's a, you know, very heterosexual, proud father and husband, having to sort of face that potential sort of humiliation and rejection, you have to talk to him and allow him to feel comfortable enough to touch that pool and go to that place. It's a very ugly, dark place.
So can you talk about what you did to make everybody feel safe to get out these emotions, or what advice, if any, you gave the actors in this scene?
With Benny, I just basically said to him, "Hey, Benny, I know this is tough, man, but you got to go there." And he's like, he knew it. And I said, "Listen, we're going to be here till we get it. So just know that, you know, don't feel any pressure. like that you have to get it in a few takes here, you know, just, you know, do what you need to do and get to the place you need to get to. And that allows an actor to go, okay, you know, look, I'm, you know, 9 times out of 10, that'll give an actor enough latitude to go through their process and get where they need to go.
So why don't we hear that scene from an episode of The Shield directed by Michael Chiklis. And this is Benito Martinez as Captain Aceveda and Camille Sands as his wife. And she's about to find out that he was raped.
Those guys I fought. One of them assaulted me.
But you're okay now.
They tied my hands. They made me get on my knees.
They made you? Both of them?
Just one of them.
You didn't? Oh. Hey, you're a cop. You're trained in...
No, I was alone. I was...
No, David. How could you let that happen?
Because I wanted to live. I wanted to live for you and Sophia.
I can't talk about this here.
It's a scene from The Shield, directed by my guest Michael Chiklis, who plays Detective Vic Mackey on the series. He's the star of the show. Your father ran a hair salon or a barbershop?
Yeah.
Which was it? Was it
a beauty salon?
Beauty salon,
yeah.
for women.
Unisex beauty salon. Okay. Yeah, yeah. He, you know, he's a very interesting guy. My father. He's very sort of macho kind of a guy. Very old school, New England Greek guy by heritage. That is, American by birth, by the way, and he's primarily retired at this point. He's sort of semi-retired and just watches the books.
Does he approve of you shaving your head?
Well, you know, what he didn't approve of is what I did to my hair. When I, little anecdote here, I played a 65-year-old man in college, Mr. DePina, in You Can't Take It With You, and I shaved my head in male patent baldness at 20 years old. And instead of being smart and using powder on my head, I used Ben Nye grease paint like I did on my face and didn't remove it properly. I would just use soap and water, and it essentially killed the follicles on my head. So
my hair
never grew back the same. Yeah, it was a very traumatic experience as a young actor, and it actually kind of was shaped my career in a lot of ways. It's interesting what happened.
Because you had an older man's hair.
Yeah.
Line.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah. So I was sort of forced to, you know, either start wearing hair pieces, which I did in Wired. I wore a hair piece on top of my head during Wired, ironically enough, or to sort of just be the person that I was. And, you know, and that's what I wore. I wore my hair normally, you know, on the commission. It was really just a train wreck of a hair situation for me. and it was very traumatic for a while. But, you know, I have no regrets because it very much shaped my career, which has been very sort of interesting and eclectic. And mm-hmm. I'm glad.
Michael Chiklis, speaking with Terry Gross last year.